Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus wants to meet you there.
Dear friends, brothers and sisters, I greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome again to our sharing about investments, insurance, development in our daily devotion. We want to continue with the thought that God has promised rewards and blessings not only to the parents who will keep his commandments, but much more also to their children, for the same reason of being obedient to his commandments. And on the other hand, curses and punishments will follow those parents who are disobedient to the word of God. And if they are not careful, the same curses and punishments will eventually be passed on to their children and to the future generations. You get it? So I want us to carry that thought. And we're today looking at, let's read Psalm 78. We shall begin from verse 1. It says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which you have heard and known, and our fathers have told us." You get it? So, here is a situation where the children are testifying that they heard and they have known something which their fathers told them, and they are still keeping those things in their hearts. You see, in verse 4, it says, "We will not hide them from their children." That was now the resolution of the parents. "We will not hide them from their children." Listen, don't, and therefore, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. "We will not hide them from their children." So, my dear parents, and all those to whose hands the children are entrusted to, please awaken to this fact that don't hide the truth from your child, if at all you know the truth anyway. But I believe, I'm trusting that I'm speaking to people, is that know that the word of God is the truth. Jesus is the truth. So don't hide the truth from your children. You do them disservice by hiding the truth from them. Like now, there are people believe who have received a very precious message in the age that we are living that has brought us back to the Bible and given us a revelation of the word of God here in the scriptures. We should then not shy from telling our children this wonderful message. And the Bible says, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord. And please, let us not be sidetracked to think that now, because we're in the last church age, the rapture is coming, will soon take place, so we don't need to tell our people again anything. We don't think about the next generation. But I'm here to alert us by the word of God, brothers and sisters, that the Lord may tarry. We all don't know, you see. So if he tarries, let's think about the next generation to come. And let us be assured that we shall leave them, you see, the praises of the Lord as a testimony. You see, we shall leave a legacy. We shall leave in our archives, you see, for the next generation to look unto the praises of the Lord and his strength, and his wonderful works that he has done. You see, that's the thing. In verse 5 says, "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make known them known to their children." You get it? They established a law. God established a testimony in Jacob. Brothers, sisters, I believe it's the same for us today. God has established a testimony, yes, in the bride, among his people. And here he says, appointed a law in Israel. Yes, Israel for us typing now, the bride of Christ. You see, there is appointed a word of God in the bride. Yes, which he has commanded, says here, our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. Yes, And today also we are looking at the face of the apostolic father. Yes, and we are seeing it in the scriptures. Even now as the spiritual children, we are seeing what our fathers in the early church stood for. Yes, and we should have the same in mind. Pass the same to our children, that they should make known to their children the tenets of our faith. Is what we believe, what we stand for. Yes, and then in verse 6 it says that the generation to come might know them, even the children. You get it? Which should be born. Who should arise and declare them to their children? So we should also think about even those of us who are not just born, have a plan for them. Yes, it's somebody is going to be born. Yes, and that person to be born, we should begin to prepare for them also to receive the truth. Yes, keep the word of God for them. Yes, and the Bible says those who should arise and declare them to their children, even them who are to be born, you see, and they are going to arise, when they get to the truth, they should also declare them to their children. Yes, because God is mindful about the issue of continuity, passing the tenets of our faith, passing his word of the truth from generation to generation, from one mouth to another mouth to another mouth. And that's how Christianity is spread. Yes, Christianity is spread from one mouth to another, from one witness to another. Yes, that's what we are talking about, that we should invest in our children, even in their development, even in their future. In verse 7 says that they might set their hope in God. That's the thing. The reason why we should tell is the gospel, is the good news to the children, is that they might set their hope in God. And then not forget the works of God. You get it? But keep his commandments. That's the issue. Yes. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, the gospel should be a gospel of hope. It should give hope to the people. But not only in the church. But let's give also this gospel to the children in your own house. Yes. Give them hope in God. Yes. And then they should not forget the works of God. So it's your duty to tell them is what God has done, the wonderful works he has done in your life. But also put it to them that they should keep his commandments. That's the program of God. And we should follow his program. Yes. In verse 8 says, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. You get it? Yes. So, and let's not follow the example of some of their fathers who became stubborn and rebellious. The Bible says a stubborn and a rebellious generation. Yes, I wonder if our age is not that type of generation, brothers and sisters and friends. A stubborn and a rebellious generation. A generation that has not set their heart right. This fits the condition of our age very well. Yes, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. It's the same today. Yes, the spirit of the majority of the people, even go to church, is not steadfast with God. No wonder they don't have time to share the good things about God to their children. And in verse 9 says, the children of Ephraim, watch here, the children of Ephraim, the children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Why? In verse 10, because they kept not the covenant of God, and they refused to walk in his law. You get it? And forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Yes, that's the reason why the children of Ephraim were defeated in the battle. Though they were armed, they were carrying bows, but they were defeated in the day of battle. Why? Because they kept not the covenant of God, and they refused to walk in his law. This is a lesson, friends, to us today, that please, if you are taking your children into a battle, if your family is in a battle, you are getting armed, you are carrying bows, you are ready for battle, but be prepared. And if you have not kept the covenant of God, you have refused to walk in his word, be sure you'll be defeated in a battle. And if you have forgotten his works and his wonders he has done, be sure you'll be defeated. Your children will be defeated. Your family will be defeated. Your church will be defeated. Therefore, I want to close by saying, brothers and sisters, that awake, dear parents. Awake, all of you whose hands the children have been entrusted to, awake before it is too late. Our final scripture reading is taken from the book of Psalm 44, from verse 1. It says, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work you did in the days in the times of old. How thou, verse 2, did drive out the heathen with thy hand, and planted them. How thou did afflict the people, and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand, and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because you are the favor unto them. You get it? You see, we have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work you did in their days in the times of old. This is the testimony of the children. It's testifying what the fathers told them and the work that God did in their days in the times of old. Those things, they treasured them. The children were still able to remember those things. That's all, my brother, my sister. Don't forget that whatever you tell children about God, about what God has done, it sinks deep into their hearts. You see, and they will remember it even in the future when you have long gone. You see, and then verse 2, how you did drive out the heathen with your hand. That's the dear testimony. And now talking to God, that the way you did drive out the heathen with your hand and planted them, the parents, how you did afflict the people and cast them out. You see how God wrote the victory, you see, on behalf of their parents. They will still remember that testimony. Then in verse 3, they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance, because you had a favor unto them. You see, that the children are giving a testimony that God, you favored our parents, and it's because of the same favor that we are looking unto you today. What a testimony, what a legacy to leave the child. I won't say, dear parents, awake, awake. God bless you.
Oh, don't forget the family prayer.